There's got to be something that makes your town unique. We've been asking you this week to tell us what makes your city, your neighborhood unique, one of a kind. What can you find in your own town or city that you can't find anywhere else in America or even the world? And on Facebook, Mike Shanley from Staten Island mentions Fresh Kills Landfill, once a dumping ground, a landfill, right, that's become a public park. Barbara Gordon writes, Benton County Museum in Philomath, Oregon, a museum that preserves that county's heritage. Patty McCracken from Paterson, New Jersey, mentions Great Falls and the Raceway Park nearby. Paterson, I believe, the home of Allen Ginsberg, the poet, as well. Jenny Mae Seward Harm says the National Wrestling Hall of Fame and Museum, which is in, guess, anywhere, Stillwater, Oklahoma. We'll be talking more about wrestling later this hour. And did you know that America's smallest park is located in Portland, Oregon? We'll go there in a moment. Or that the largest castle made out of coral rock, there aren't a lot of runners up here, actually, is in Miami, the Coral Castle. That's right, a structure made of 1,100 tons of coral rock, single-handedly built by heartsick, romantic Latvian immigrant Edward Liedskalnin between 1928 and 1951. Ken Burke, longtime tour guide at the castle, welcome.
Thank you.
So, Ken, why did Edward Liedskalnin build this thing?
Well, this was created originally because of his Sweet 16. And he wanted to impress her so she would come and visit him and they could start their life together. Unfortunately, he did not make that connection with her.
And can you give me a sense of what's the most spectacular room or place that you can go in the castle? And what would you say if I was along for the tour?
One item that I like very much is the Polaris telescope that is aimed right at the North Star. Just a few days ago, I was working the evening shift, and I looked up there, and a nice clear night, and there it was, twinkling right back at me.
That's beautiful. Ken Bork is the tour guide for Coral Castle in Miami, Florida, one of the places that makes South Florida unique. Ken, thanks so much.
You're very, very welcome. Thank you.
So from the largest coral-built castle in the world down there in South Florida to the smallest public park in the United States, Mark Ross is Media and Public Relations Officer with the Portland, Oregon Parks and Recreation Department. Mark, welcome.
Hey, great to be here.
So where is this teeny-weeny little park?
Mill Ends Park is a park that's in the middle of a median on the banks of the Willamette River on what's called Nato Parkway. It used to be Front Street. And it's got a really neat history. In 1946, a columnist for the old Oregon Journal came back from World War II, and he started a column called Mill Ends. And he would look out his window, which overlooked Mill Ends Park. And what it was at that time was a small 2-foot in diameter hole in the ground that was awaiting a light pole. So for whatever reason, this light pole never took root there. And weeds took over the space. And so Fagan decided to take matters into his own hands, and he planted flowers, and he declared that he had now established a leprechaun colony. Of course he did. This is Portland. We're a little bit off here. So he called it Mill Ends Park after his column, and it officially became a city park here for Portland Parks and Recreation in 1976.
That's amazing. So I'll leave the leprechauns to other places and cultures, but with Mill Ends and the size of this park, you definitely have two levels of one-of-a-kind status with that little park. Mill Ends, when I lived out in Oregon, I remember Mill Ends, odds and ends of pieces of wood that come off the sort of lumber line. Not so much of that in Portland anymore.
Well, no, we've definitely shifted our economy for a much more broad-based, multifaceted approach. But, you know, it is part of our history. One of the nicknames of our city is Stumptown. From when all the trees were cut down, the stumps were left over. We're also the Rose City. We're Tree City USA. We're Soccer City USA. We have a lot of neat things here. And, you know, it's just one of the quirky things about Portland that we have one of the biggest urban parks in America, Forest Park, which is a 5,200-acre natural area. And we have Mill Ends, which is a whopping 2 feet across.
Mark, could I bring my big grill to the Mill Ends Park?
No, that wouldn't be allowed there. It would probably squash all the leprechauns.
All right. Mark Ross, Media and Public Relations Officer with Portland Parks and Recreation, the smallest public park in the United States, Mill Ends Park. Thanks, Mark.
You're very welcome.